My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To Will and Divvy
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, now this is going to be fun.
Wait.
First of all, it's our last hour of radio before the NFL season starts.
The last hour until everything goes south, right? Last hour of hope.
I think every hour of our show goes south. Thank you very much.
Wow.
But this is also going to be fun because, first of all, check this out. Join 95.7 The Game personalities at Harding Park tomorrow for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more, presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's local family-owned pest control company. Now, that's Harding Park, but let me bring you to the Presidio, which is where I was the last time I saw our next guest. And it had to have been, I don't know, Brandon, 114 years ago, on the River Islands guest line from our Odyssey station in New York, WFAN, Brandon Tierney here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Brandon, what's cooking?
What's up, boys? Mark and Dibs, and I know Dibs is all over that golf outing tomorrow. What are you shooting, Dibs? 78, 79? What are you throwing up tomorrow?
Still in the high 80s, BT, but man, this afternoon drive gig is kind of bitten into my golf game a little bit. Doing mornings, I was playing 3 days a week, but you know, afternoon drive, tough to get out there.
Well, there's this thing in life called responsibility, yeah. And until the kids are married and fully out of our roof and out of maybe off the payroll, yeah, you're gonna have to sacrifice a little, Dan. We all live it, dude. We all live it.
Yeah, that one hit hard right there, Brandon. Yeah. So I saw you tweeting about how the Niners Jets line is down to 3.5. We got breaking news. At least where I go find lines, it is up to 4. What oh. gives? Yeah, up to 4. So what gives? What do you think's going on here, Brandon?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's been obviously a little fluctuation, and of course the Niners should be favored. Of course the Niners should be favored by more than 3. You know, I think a lot of this, guys, I don't even really have a ton of concern, although there's great intrigue with Rodgers to see how he is physically. I think any time the Jets are really doubted, I think it's a coaching thing. And, you know, you guys don't have to worry about that. You know, you sit down in front of your tube, you're at Levi's Stadium, you guys know that you're a well-coached team. The Jets really have been the complete antithesis, where they gave Rodgers all the power, they brought in his OC, Rodgers goes down, it's an absolute circus. Salah, your boy, and my boy, I like him, but I'm just going to call it the way it is. He is not proven to be a competent head coach yet. Just hasn't. The Jets aren't always prepared. The Jets aren't always disciplined. The Jets don't seem to be very adaptable. Forget about, you know, series to series or half to half. Week to week, you just don't see the quality adjustments. And I know that's a very nebulous term. Oh, adjustments. How do you quantify that? Well, you know, I didn't play football in the NFL, but I know when I see a team that was doing something wrong, and then suddenly they start doing something right. And then the Jets usually don't do that. So in a very long-winded way, I think it's back up to four because I think sensibility's kicking in. I think that people know the Niners are on the short list for the Super Bowl. The Jets can be based on their personnel, but they've got 50 years of sordid history that gives a lot of people pause. So I get it.
Yeah, no doubt. The history is something we talk about here with recent history and the Super Bowl failures. But for the Jets, it's been not even sniffing the bowl. But when you look at the things, BT, with this team, where's the area that gives you the most concern? Because I see a nasty defense and a pretty darn good offense as well.
Yeah, I and special teams, Dibs, is actually really good now. I mean, are we going to really waste time on the radio talking about punting? Not really, but Morstead is really good, and that matters when you have, you know, an elite defense like the Jets have. See, the Jets, they won seven games last year, and even if Rodgers, and I don't expect him to be 40-touchdown, 6-interception MVP Rodgers. I'm not saying he couldn't be, but I don't expect that. But last year, you know, they lost a lot of games by 3, 4, 5 points of possession here. The concern really just Dibs, it kind of goes back to what I said before, like, even though the Yankees aren't what they were with Torrey, there's this inherent belief that, well, you know, when it's time to get to October, the Yankees will find a way, much like Bochy with the Giants for all those years, and the Warriors now to a lesser extent recently, but, you know, they've earned that equity. The Jets have no equity. So, you know, when I look around and I say, all right, and I look at it pragmatically, and I take away the emotion and the torture and the pain and all the other stuff I've been subjected to for my entire life, really, I do see a really good defense. I do see a pretty improved offensive line. I see a Hall of Fame quarterback. I see an electric running back in Breece Hall. I see a dynamic wide receiver in Garrett Wilson. I see weapons, but until I actually see it equate to wins, that's the hesitation.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN, with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. You know what I'm curious about, and I don't necessarily hear it in your voice, BT, but like, especially in New York, why is there not more skepticism about Aaron Rodgers? 40, Achilles, basically 2 years since the guy's played football. Why does everybody think he's just going to walk onto the field and look like Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I have an answer, but just a quick preface. He wasn't even great that last year with the Packers. Remember that last game against the Lions?
Exactly.
You know, I hear you. The answer is this, and it's very simple. It's called blind faith. You know, honestly, when you look at the recent quarterbacks, whether it's Mark Sanchez or Zach Wilson or Sam Darnold or Tim Boyle or anybody else that didn't matter and didn't materialize, when somebody like Aaron Rodgers says, hey, I want to go play for that team, it's kind of like the geek finally getting some action in the backseat of the car. Let's call for what it is.
Yeah, that hits a little too close to home there, BT. That's a little too real for me.
Yeah, I hear you. So really, why is there less skepticism than one would probably think given the – and I ruptured my Achilles. I'm obviously not a pro athlete, but, man, it is a bitch of a recovery. It is tough. So I think people gloss over it just because they're desperate. That's the bottom line. There's really nothing tangible because if you look at the pluses and the minuses, there's probably more minuses at this point for Rodgers, given the age, given the injury, given the lack of success with this team and the overall team success. So, but, you know, if you look at it that way, what the hell are you holding out hope for? Like, there's two ways to be. And the Mets fan is a little bit like this, and the Jet fan's like this. I'm not going to walk around like a loser. Now, I might look like an idiot, which I've done many times in my life, but I choose to enter each season, even with Zach and even with Sam Darnold and even with bad coaches who I know aren't the right guy. I look at it as, hey, clean slate, and rather than, this is just me, it doesn't work for everybody, but rather than illuminate all the negatives and lean on the history that's not good, I choose to select positives. And I will say this, and at least illuminate the good going in. Now, I'm going to call it the way it is once things start flying and once the season starts, and I'll rip them as hard as anybody. But objectively speaking, there are a lot more pluses for the Jets in totality than minuses, more than they've had in I even Rex's two good teams. I think this team is more talented.
Yeah, it looks like it just in the roster and the two deep, and I'm excited to see him on Monday night. And it's funny you say it that way, BT, because we even have fans out here, as good as things have been, that look toward the negative, and a lot of it is around the quarterback. And is the quarterback good enough to be the franchise guy? Instead of fans just looking at this year, they're already trying to skip ahead a couple of years. When you look at Brock Purdy as a quarterback, yep, what do you think of him, BT?
I think Brock Purdy is really good. I think Brock Purdy is really good. I think that there's always going to be the stigma of the draft spot. And as much as it should be a credit to his diligence and to just how erratic the scouting world can be and how subjective it is and how hit and miss it really has been for even Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers dropped. He was in the green room last one. I look at Purdy. I think he processes very well. I think he's tough. I think he's accurate. And I think he's good. Now, is he electric? Is he like Josh Allen? No, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. He's not Mahomes. He's not Allen. He's not Lamar. Not one of those guys. Not even Joe Burrow. But, you know, in today's NFL, if you have, an advanced scheme and good coaching and protection, and you got some weapons, and with Ayuk back in the mid, you got weapons. You deploy them properly, and you've got a guy who is smart and has earned, like, it, you can quantify speed and strength and height. And this is so interesting, but you can't quantify heart. I mean, this guy almost wasn't drafted. And if he wasn't drafted, he signs with somebody and he's probably cut and nobody even knows who the hell he is. So those are the stories that I respect almost more than the guy who, when he's 10 years old, he's identified like Peyton Manning, the super, LeBron, Zion Williamson, even though it hasn't panned out. I love stories like Purdy. I'm rooting for him. Now, I'm not rooting for him on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him to get his teeth kicked in and sacked five times and cough it up twice. But I like watching him play. And when I watch him, and it's not against the Jets, and it's not like, whoa, what have I said on the radio all week and what's most, centrally on my mind, I just see a good quarterback, period.
Brandon Tierney, WFAN, joining us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, I want to ask you about a phrase, the window is closing. And I want to ask this with regard to both teams, because I hear that with the Niners all the time. And my response is, you got a 24-year-old quarterback you like. If you think the window's closing, don't sign him. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. I look at the Jets and I go, I don't even know what the window is, but I know that it's short. How would you compare these two teams with that idea of their window?
Well, from a window perspective, and that's actually a really interesting question. From a window perspective, they're probably more similar, maybe, than some people would think. I think that that's almost counterintuitive, but I kind of feel that way. From just an overall, like wide-arching view, you couldn't be more opposite. I mean, the Jets are a joke, and the Niners are one of the platinum franchises. So I think that Robert Saleh, if the Jets don't make the playoffs, he is unequivocally gone, and he should be. The general manager is gone, and he should be. You know, depending upon if it got really bad, Rodgers got hurt again, God forbid, or he lost it, he hit the wall, I could see him retiring. And then I could see the Jets being in a world of hurt, and who knows where they go. The difference with you guys, even though the window, and Brock's a lot younger, clearly, but the window, it's not like, and I know I mentioned the Warriors before, but, when you're Jordan or you're, Popovich and then Duncan, your window in the NBA, 5, 6, 7 years, if you're built right, in the end, for that. Like, even, windows get a little tighter. Josh Allen lost Stephon Diggs, window get a little tighter. I think the difference is if the window slams shut on you guys this year and there's a deep recalibration, you've got smart men running the franchise. And up until now, the Jets haven't proven that they do. So, I would have faith in the Niners to hit, if they did hit the reset button, to hit it properly and to kind of truncate that curve of rebuild, where the Jets might be another 14 years before they sniff the playoffs. That, it is what it is. Like, you're not good by accident for so long, and you're not bad by accident for so long,
That's a great point, and, you look at the future at quarterback, and the Jets would have to reboot that, and the quarterback is just about everything when it comes to keeping that window open. And speaking of which, BT, and I know you already made your predictions today on your show. I didn't get a chance to hear it, but Who wins the Super Bowl? Is it a three-peat for Mahomes, or someone going to get him this year?
Hang on, Dibs, you cut up there, that last thing.
Who wins the Super Bowl, BT?
You know, I didn't give the prediction yet.
Oh, it's a shame.
You know, I mean, listen, I mean, I've been radio 20-something years. I think I could come up with something on the fly. I mean, I know what I'm thinking. I just haven't said it. Well, I mean, listen, I think in the NFC, I don't like Dallas. I mean, I like them, but I don't like them on that level. I like you guys. I like the Eagles, even though they were a little fractured internally last year from a morale point of view. I think they're really good. I think it comes down to you guys. I think the Packers are going to be really good. From the AFC, see, I'm going to say it. Like, I really think the Jets could get there. But, of course, my heart is saying, or at least my head saying, it won't happen. I don't think the Bills will get there. I like the Ravens. I don't think the Bengals will get there. Put me on the spot. I'm going to say the Eagles. No, I'm going to say you guys, because you retained IU.
That's better.
I got you. I'm not just placating.
You are an alum of this very station, BT, so you still have a lot of fans out here, in theory.
Well, I'm sure detractors, but thank you. I'm going to say the Niners. Dibs, all I got to do is bust out the bell.
You single-handedly drove the A's from this market. You realize that.
Oh, dude, come on. Hold on. My wife is calling me. Let me hit ignore. Hold on one second. There you go. I'm sorry. Tell your wife hi for me.
She's a lovely woman.
Exactly. I'm talking football. Leave me alone. I'll be home in 30 minutes. I think that in the AFC, I don't think they three-peat. I'm going Niners Jets. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my God. Super Bowl preview on Monday night. And like the way you bob and weave to arrive at that answer is something I'll never forget.
I know. Hey, can I say something real quick about the A's? I hate what's happened. I hate it. And I know I used to mess around with the bell and the ding and the A's fans.
Boy.
And I know. They were all over me. I hate. Now, it is vibrant. It's not the biggest fan base, as you know. And I sincerely mean this. God, you guys deserve better. I feel terribly for what's going on. I hate that they're going to Sacramento for 2 years. I hate even more that they're going to, it is an absolute travesty what has happened to this franchise, man. I mean that. I hate it.
Yeah, no doubt, BT. And I was just kidding when I said you drove him from town. He used to, every time he'd mention the A's, he'd ring a bell. Hey, there you go, A's fans. We talked about your team.
Now back to the Giants.
Anyway,
exactly.
It's a great bit, BT. I miss you, brother.
If we ran that bit, we would never even ring the bell. There's no more bell.
Dibs, did you tell, real quick, speaking of golf, that's how we started. Did you ever tell the story? I played lefty for like 15 years, hurt my back, and I wound up having surgery, by the way. I tried to play righty. I go out with Dibs. I forget which. It may have been Presidio.
Metropolitan. We were playing Metro over in the East Bay.
Okay. Yeah, we were definitely in the East Bay. And I play righty. I think it was the second time. I actually went birdie on back-to-back holes at one point in the round. I swear to God. As Dibs, he was with me.
Yeah, and we haven't spoken since because I play all the time and I don't go birdie ever.
I don't want to ruin a good story, but how'd the other 16 holes go?
Not great.
107? Who the hell knows?
Birdie.
True story. Fun to hear your voice, BT. Thank you for doing it.
It is my pleasure. Hey, love to the Bay and respect to the Bay. And outside of Monday night, I'm pulling for you guys.
Thank you, BT. Hey, and you know what? Look at us. 13 years later, and turns out this station's got some staying power, my brother.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and you were the first hire.
Yes.
You were the first hire, right?
Yeah.
He was the
28th hire and the 53rd hire and the 99th. We're tracking it.
They got me a couple times, BT. They done got me.
Oh, man. It's all good, dude. Yeah, Barrett started it, and you guys have taken it way beyond where it was. You guys are kicking ass, man.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Be well.
Brandon, thanks,
man.
You got it,
buddy. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Later, guys.
There he goes. Brandon Tierney, WFAN, New York.
Dude.
Jets Niners Super Bowl.
He is one of one, that guy.
Yes, he is.
And it's, you know, we talk about the arrogance of Kyle Shanahan, and I love BT, but he'll tell you, you know, he's as self-confident as they come.
Yeah, he's doing okay. It's called a healthy ego.
Correct.
But in New York, it doesn't even stand out.
No,
that's part
register.
Of Kyle Shanahan's thing. People out here are like, oh, this guy's arrogant.
And
well, yeah,
he came to town, and he from the opening moment he cracked the mic, the people knew that he was here.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
That's
he
the
hit
way
the ground
you want
running.
It.
Yep,
that's the way you want it.
Yeah.
All right, look, we are now 58 minutes out.
Let's go.
And I'm so excited. I have to make a confession.
Ooh.
That while we were sitting there talking and listening to Brandon, I decided to do a 16-team parlay.
Get out of here.
You know, just
money
for
line
fun.
Or with the spreads?
No, with the spreads. I just decided because I got nothing going tonight. I got Lamar in some fantasy leagues, whatever. But like I have Jude, we're driving to school. He's like, who are you rooting for? And I looked at him and I'm like, I don't know. And I want to be rooting for someone. You gotta have some sort of push pull when you sit down and watch this one tonight.
Yep, the first of 272.
So I decided to go ahead and just lay a little action on all 16 games
okay. That
will play out between tonight and Monday. And then I put $2 American on it.
I thought that two would be the wager amount. So
yeah.
Two probably gets you.
What are you thinking? That's actually what I was going to ask you now.
16-teamer.
A 16-teamer, $2. And I have the exact number that I will win. Come Monday night at Levi's. And by the way, if I do hit the first 15, you're going to be watching the most nervous man in the building.
Well, you hedge at that point. You hedge out of that, baby.
Well, sure. That's a good point.
So if you're a 16-teamer, you're betting two on it, the payout is probably about $5,400. That's my guess.
$5,400?
That'd be 2,700 to one. I might be low.
$5,400?
Yeah, on a $2 bet.
$54,000.
Okay,
bucks.
Doc.
Major bag alert. Yeah, major. Yeah.
Then 50, you would hedge.
$53,819.
Okay.
And 91 cents.
So if you're going into the game and if you win, let's say you had the Niners. If the Niners cover, you win 53 grand. Then you take at least 10 grand and you put it on the Jets, which means you lose the 10 grand if the Niners win, but you win 43 grand. If the Jets win, well, you win 10 grand.
You win 10 grand. So, that's, of course, what we'll do.
Of course.
I still would be very nervous because there's a difference between 10 grand and 43 grand.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I'm a Niner fan.
Exactly.
And I did pick the Niners.
Yes, I will bet that your 16-teamer is dead before we come back, or before you get to Saturday.
It might be dead tonight.
Might be dead tonight. And I'll give you my my official thoughts on the game. And also, we do have a little hoop to talk, just a touch of hoop.
We do?
As we get...
that's right.
As we get further down the road.
Well, we do. So first of all...
You've reminded me twice to not forget to remind you, so I'm reminding
hang
you.
Hang on, but I think we already, this is a huge moment. I want to make sure that I get this right. Thank you for bringing this up, because it was exactly 25 minutes ago, that tickets for all Warriors games are on sale to the general public, okay? So that happened 25 minutes ago.
Okay.
Tickets are on sale for the Warriors this season. All you have to do is go to warriors.com. That's the best place to go get them. So everything is now available to all people, because the Warriors did that whole first it's season ticket holders.
Right.
And then it's people with, suite tickets. And then it's people who, have an uncle named Bob. And there's a whole slanted.
Exactly.
At 4 o'clock today, no matter who you are, okay, come as you are welcome to purchase Warriors tickets.
Well, and I think you should get there right now, and I'll give you my top five games if you'd like. Right now, the top five home games.
Do you want to be rushed, or do you want a little space?
I'll rush it in there.
Okay, go.
Just, we have so much to talk about.
Yeah, go.
You have the Bucks on March 20th. Giannis comes to town. That's game number five. Game number four, the Celtics on MLK Day, January 20th. That's a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Game number three, the opener. October 27th, the Clippers are in town. Game number two in my top five power rankings, Christmas. You've got LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Game number one, Clay returns November 12th.
In-season tournament.
Dallas comes to town.
Right?
So
isn't it an in-season tournament?
I believe so. The IST, which only ratchets things up about three notches.
And not called the in-season tournament anymore.
It's called the something cup, the
right? NBA cup.
It's stupid.
The Emirates NBA cup.
There you go.
That's right, the Emirates.
Cha-ching!
There you go.
Emirates likes to pay.
All right. Speaking of LeBron James coming up next, he has given his Super Bowl prediction. We'll share it with you. Also coming up next, there's only one way to get in the mood for games like this. We know exactly what it is, and we will do it. So you're going to want to be with us for that. And then also, don't miss the kickoff show Monday with us, live from the Hilton Santa Clara. Delicious food, great drinks, and as we know, the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habaslaw.com. This is Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to
Will and Bibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it happened. It happened apparently about 34 minutes ago. It happened. So everybody can breathe easy and get ready, because here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, arriving at Arrowhead Stadium 34 minutes ago, Taylor.
Oh, let's go.
Swift.
Big time.
Yeah, let's go. Another season of cutaways.
Yep. Hopefully she's in a suite because it looks like it's raining pretty hard there.
She looks fantastic.
There's a shock.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
She hasn't let herself go.
No, she's not. No, but yeah, she looks great. I am pro Taylor Swift.
Is she wearing a Christian Juszczyk outfit?
No, she is wearing very high above the knee boots, a denim skirt, and a denim sort of tank top.
Tank top.
She looks great. Okay. Yeah, she looks great. And I don't know, this whole contract, they're actually supposed to break up on September 28th, stupid. Stop. I
didn't see that.
Yeah, it's been buzzing all over the internet for the last 5 days.
Somebody, spend a lot of time on the internet.
Yeah, well, where else am I supposed to go?
I don't know. Talk to your kids?
I do that too, but they're on the internet.
Good point.
I got to go to the internet to say hi to them. Sometimes I'm looking for their LinkedIn account. I'm like looking for different ways I can send messages to them. DM them on Instagram.
Hey, it's dinner time.
Dinner time, dude. Put it down. Anyway, yeah. Taylor and Travis, 2024 version. Here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Okay, speaking of here we go, we were looking forward to this. I told you earlier today, last 2 days I've been driving around. I can't get all of the NFL primetime game themes out of my head. I love the music. And so Grandy, he put something together a little bit. And is that what you're going to do? Are you going to test us now? You test our knowledge of the different themes?
You better get most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
But like, I would imagine, because there are multiple tunes for each night. Maybe,
of course.
Maybe not Monday, but like when Thursday went from NBC to Amazon, the music changed, right?
And the Monday night itself has changed multiple times.
Sure.
And the Sundays changed. And so a lot of them, I'm sure, will be repeat answers based on multiple themes over the time.
I don't even care. I just want to hear them all. How many do you have?
Let's see. In total, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then there's kind of like, not really a full ninth one. 8.5. We'll
yes.
go 8.5.
Yes.
No, I'm with you because
I'm so excited.
Even when, like, if you're watching it and you hear the opening notes and it's like, okay, let's lock in on Sunday, especially because you watched the 10 o'clock games, you watch the 1 o'clock games, however you do it, red zone, or you focus on a team. And then you're like, okay, I got to work tomorrow. You're starting to settle into your Sunday night. And then you hear the theme. It's like, all right, we got one more of these
Dude,
babies.
I love that you just brought up red zone. My sons dance around the living room to the red zone music, which is basically just a blank screen, and it's like burn out, burn, burn. Yeah, and they're like doing the gritty and freaking out like it's absolutely bananas. Absolutely. Okay, Grandy, take it away. What do you got? What do you
All
got?
Right, we're starting easy. Here we go.
I mean,
just inject it into my veins. Inject it into my veins.
We fast forward to Monday?
Monday. Yeah, is it Monday yet? I've been waiting all summer for Monday night.
Pretty much, right? Woo-wee. And that's the newer of the Monday Night Football versions, but it's the same, like the opening four notes. And I was thinking about name that tune. I could name that tune in three notes.
One note. One note.
Totally.
Monday night.
That's a one-noter.
Okay.
You want to hear the beginning again just real quick?
One more time, right, please.
How many violins? So you just can't. You just can't play the beginning. You can't help but let
it's
that
like
thing
Lay's
run.
Potato chips. You can't just eat one.
Yeah, I was thinking of cutting it off, but I could not. That would be un-American.
It's so iconic.
Yeah.
It's so flippin' iconic. All right.
And it's iconic because that was it growing up. And like for me, the only time I ever got to leave the dinner table during dinner
really?
Was Howard Cosell halftime highlights.
Did you guys call it the dinner table or the dibber table?
The dinner table, okay. Yeah.
I thought it's, I just asked.
And it was funny, but
thank you.
Yeah, they didn't run a lot of material at dinners. Mom and dad either had a nice discussion or they fought, and I would keep score of the swear words.
Okay.
Mom's up 3-1, Dad. What you going to do?
He's got, yeah, a little, you know, got a little ref jersey, no, and a doubt, whiteboard.
That's out of bounds, Dad.
Time. Dad's up 3-2. Mom, we're going to need you. Come on. Let's go.
Totally.
All right. Perfect. 1-1. What else you got? I'm going to say that is the newer Amazon Thursday
That's
night.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, what is that?
It's NFL on CBS.
NFL on CBS.
There you
okay.
go.
Maybe you guys are NFC guys.
Well,
so.
maybe need to know like what are the multiple choice possibilities. Because I thought, so there's the primetime ones, and then what do you have, like, just the...
So for NFL on CBS, for Monday Night Football, for Sunday Night Football, for NFL on Fox, I just have singles.
Okay.
No old ones, yeah, yeah, for any of those.
Okay.
I have a couple of Thursday Night Football ones.
Okay.
Including the current one.
And then you have some sort of half thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a couple other special ones.
Like,
special,
are you going to, yeah, play All My Rowdy Friends Are Here on Monday Night or something like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a fun song, though.
Yeah, that the CBS one, NFL on CBS, the, yeah, new version of that. Yeah. I didn't realize that it rocks so hard.
Yeah, it sure does.
And, I mean, I turned into an instant conductor.
I feel like John Tesh out here running around just making music.
Yeah, Tesh probably rolled over in his bed at the rocking nature of that song.
Come on. No, John keeps up. Come on.
I know, but John likes it a little bit more on the piano and the synthesizer. He likes to tinkle a little bit more.
He likes to tinkle a little bit
on
more.
The piano.
Stay out of here in the middle of the night. Just, he's an older man. Leave,
yeah,
him alone.
No doubt.
All right. Okay, we're 1-2, but that was NFL on CBS?
That's correct.
All right, hit us with the next one.
Bow!
That one I know. That's,
yeah,
NFL on Fox.
You know what that makes me think,
that's
of,
correct,
unfortunately? Robots.
Huge fighting robots who also play football.
And I know, I like the tune. The tune works on radio better than it does in the open, because the tune comes on and some giant 9-foot robot is playing 3 technique. And, I mean, what are we doing, Fox?
Okay, first of all, give me a what are you doing. Just give it to me.
What are you doing?
Yeah, listen. I get so excited by this stuff, it's impossible for me to not, like, just freak out when they come on. But I don't want to step on them. I want to let everybody else let this feed into their zone. Will you hit the start of this one again, Grandy, and I'll shut up, I promise. Like, just give it the first 8 seconds of it. See?
Yeah. Oh. Robots.
Robots. Robots. I mean, it's rock'em sock'em robots.
It's whatever it is, it's weird. And the robot, like, charges through the goal line and explodes in the screen.
Yeah, yeah. And then shortly after this, Terry Bradshaw usually says something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
That's a good tune.
That's Sunday.
The theme is better than the open. The animatronics and the
well,
the
just
robot.
Close your eyes.
I don't need to. I enjoy the tune.
We're doing radio right now.
And
you can close your eyes.
I've
if
never
you want.
Liked that theme more,
yeah,
than I did right now.
All right, 2-3. What? Come on, Grandy, give us more.
And all the circumstances.
Are we in lockstep? What's your guess?
Oh, that's got to be Sunday Night Football.
I say Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
I'd also like to say this. That's the one that's been in my head since yesterday. Everywhere I drive. Yeah, Sunday Night Football. Yes. Yes!
That's probably my favorite, surpassing Nut 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 Nah after, I mean, that held the top spot for 30 years, but something about the ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba.
Well, I think it's also, and maybe this is organic, but like Sunday Night Football did pass Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football used to be the thing, and then Sunday became the biggest night in television, and that right there is the theme song for their number one rated television show every single fall without fail.
Yeah, and there's something joyous and also sad about that because it is signifying the end of the weekend because, you know, you get the Sunday night game and usually by about the third quarter, it's, you know, time for Milky and Story and Last Diaper and all the rest of it.
Maybe
man.
For you.
No, it's just, it signifies the end of the weekend for most of us.
I'm a super irresponsible parent when it comes to football season. Like, if it's 31 to 28, 5 minutes to go in the game, and Jude's looking at me, and he's yawning, and I'm like, that kid's got school in the morning. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and I go, you can stay up. You want a snack? Let's watch the end of this game.
Do I have an effing snack?
That's right. Go get yourself one. I'm watching the game. But I want to point out this. 216 just texted in Xfinity Mobile text line, and I have not appreciated a text more all week long on this radio show. Because you just said exactly what I wanted the listeners to say, and I know that we were doing it for us too. And the text simply says, all of this is getting me all caps fired up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Same. Inside an hour now.
Same.
Inside an hour. Set your fantasy lineups. Get your picks in, people.
You got to get them in.
You got to get them in now.
That's right.
I got Derrick Henry and the Kansas City defense. I'm going to be locked in on this one.
Oh, but then what are you going to do when the Chiefs have the ball?
I'm going to hope that they hurry up and fumble so that Derrick Henry can get the ball back.
By the way, we will get into the game a little bit here, coming up right after the top of the hour. But we're not even close to done yet. All right, Grandy, what's next?
So we've done NFL on CBS, NFL on Fox, Monday Night Football, and Sunday Night Football. So now we got the big boys out of the way. Now we're going to some of the others, and obviously you know what's coming up. Here's the next one.
In the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's
a drone carrying my package.
Exactly. It's Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
That'd be my guess. Is that the current?
Has to be.
That is the current. And you want to know why I know it?
Because I don't know it.
I don't want to be rude. The reason I know it is because this is the sucky one of the bunch. And the reason
you're reading my mind from over there.
It's not that like there's something wrong with that music, but it is not catchy or memorable. If I asked anyone on planet Earth, do it. Like you're driving around. So like I was with Sunday night. Driving around.
Do that.
And no one can do it. No one can do it.
Let's hear the beginning again.
Yeah, it's a little bit too intricate.
We make so much we don't care about a stupid theme song.
Big old drone camera coming down on Richard Sherman and Fitzmagic. And, you want to know what my...
Carissa Thompson. Look at me.
I think it's the same group still.
Yeah.
My greatest memory of the current Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football, I want to say it was a halftime show of one of these games a couple years ago when they announced the breaking news that the 49ers had acquired Christian McCaffrey in a trade. Still remember exactly where I was.
Okay.
Halftime, I had gone into the other room and I came running out and I'm like, what? Niners have acquired Christian McCaffrey in a trade. Came on a Thursday night. So we're doing pretty good. We've only missed one. Grandy, how many more do you have? Two?
I've got one, two, three more, and then three and a half, another small one after
that. All right, let's hit us.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. that's old Thursday Night Football. That's when it, that's when Thursday Night Football was on NBC. Mm. And I feel like a weirdo calling something old Thursday Night Football.
Exactly. But that's
because Thursday Night Football still feels kind of new to me.
Yeah. The use of, I don't know if it's a xylophone or a marimba straight off the top.
Did you just say a marimba?
Yes.
A marimba.
I believe that's what it is. My nephew, I think that was one of his performing instruments when he graduated from Sonoma State a couple of years ago.
I don't
ago.
Know what a marimba is. It sounds like something I would really...
That's definitely an instrument.
It's an instrument. It sounds it sounds like a dance.
Nah, it is a marimba. It's like an oversized xylophone.
I'm not challenging you. I'm just telling you I've never heard of that before.
I'm just reflecting on the poll because when you get to be my age, sometimes you say something that's so wrong that you think is right.
Well, you might still be wrong. You don't know that that is a marimba.
Oh, it's confirmed.
Okay, it is?
Marimba confirmed.
How?
I looked it up.
No, you didn't.
I just Googled marimba, and that's the sound that it makes. Play just the beginning of it, of my marimba. Just the beginning.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Marimba. It's a series of doorbells.
Wham!
There you go. All right.
Wham!
I'm pretty sure NFL Network still uses this for their special broadcasts, including like Saturdays around the holidays or, like or international games.
Yeah.
So you'll hear those this
so
year.
Yeah, you get this at 4 a.m. You wake up and you're like, I got Tyreek Hill. He's in Germany. Yeah. I remember that. Perfect. All right. I feel like we're out of songs, but you're telling me there's two more.
Well, we got more.
Okay.
We got more.
All right. Like, it's completely familiar, but I don't know what it signifies. What's your guess?
I think it's the open to the red zone.
That's incorrect.
Not the open to the red zone.
This is the old CBS Thursday Night Football open.
That's a tough one.
I thought it was the theme music when Kristen Juszczyk put a jacket onto another celebrity, but... I remember that. Say it again. It's the old CBS theme?
CBS Thursday Night Football.
Oh, CBS. Yeah. I forgot that Thursday is actually on their third broadcast. Because it was, CBS, NBC, and then Amazon Prime Time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said you have 1.5 more. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Let's go.
Here's the next one.
I got it. This is it.
Yes, I was one guest.
This is Scott Hanson. Yes. This is what my sons lose their cookies.
7 hours of commercial-free football
starts now. Yes. Oh, my gosh. They are.
But he starts off with, 3 divisional matchups in the morning window.
We've got the Octobox.
I love the Octobox plus one.
Oh, gosh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm telling you, they do the gritty. I'm like, watch the coffee table. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's so good.
That's the one. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, the red zone.
Okay. All right. I love it. That is only 3 days away.
And you got a half of one still, right?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Let's hear the half.
All right, it's a quick one. Here we go.
Dancing to the music with facial expressions.
Yeah, because
his eyes and eyebrows are darting all over the place.
That's usually followed by this NFL special presentation.
Was this NFL Films or something?
It's like their copyright ID.
Yes.
This presentation of the National Football League.
That's what it is.
So is that like when the game ends?
Or they might do it at the beginning and at the end. Yeah, something like that.
So yeah, the
following is a presentation of the National Football League and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or disseminated in any other prospect.
Wow, that was crazy.
I know.
That was wild.
Yeah. It just came to me. I was speaking in tongues.
You don't have the script in front of you? What the hell was that?
I'm auditioning for the gig.
You don't do your reads that well.
Good point.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh. This broadcast was brought to you by weightloss.com. Like, I mean, we're Fremont Bank. Anyway.
Full service football, no compromises.
That was incredible.
No, but you got me in the space I needed to get to. It's go time, baby. Let's go.
Y'all ready to... Y'all ready to watch some football?
I think so.
Y'all ready to watch some football now? Oh, my God. What's your favorite one of all of those?
Probably a...
That's what's crazy.
Sunday Night Football.
It is. Yeah. Hit it again, Granny. Give us a little Sunday night. Sunday night. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. Did really well. It's not just the tune. It feels like you're marching towards something.
Yeah.
Like you that ba-dump, ba-dump, ba-dump at the beginning, like you're just marching toward the, you know, greatest thing of all time.
I was just picturing myself slow motion on a horse jumping over a hedge outside of London.
Go have your weird dreams on your own time.
I know.
All right, we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That might have been my favorite radio segment we've ever done in my entire life.
Pretty awesome.
That's it. Period. That's it. But coming up next, we got a little bit of a special way to usher in the start of the season. So here we go on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.